Dave Maurer, you're with us this morning.
Barely.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers that question.
Oh, am I feeling it today?
Had 18 holes of golf to play to benefit the rest
21.
Of the... Oh, 21?
21, yes.
Did you guys do a playoff?
Well, they had a unique format. You could play 18 holes, and then you could go back and play up to 9 additional holes to improve your score. On any of the holes where, say, if you had a bogey or whatever, or if you had a par and you wanted a birdie, you could go back. And so we went back and played 3 more. But we had a great day at the Fortress yesterday. It was just ideal weather for golf. And but it was phenomenal. Art and I and our market manager, Mark Thomas, were together, and we had Goose Goslin from the Saginaw Spirit along as our guest.
Oh, good.
He is an excellent golfer.
He is.
And what that does is it causes you to step up your game. So I think I had the best round I've probably played in a long time yesterday. Had just a lot of fun.
We
were playing a scramble. Everybody contributed and everything, but my putting was on, my chipping was on, some pretty good drives, so... And now I probably won't play again until August, so I'll probably forget it all.
Apparently got a vice goose along again.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, he's quite a golfer, man. You know, at par 3, it's on the green. And on a par 5, the second shot, it's on the green. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Good that he was a part of it. Of course, this is an all-nice benefit, too, for the Rescue Ministries of Michigan.
In fact, yes, all of the people that come back, many of them come back year after year, these groups that team together and raise money. And the total raised yesterday, $84,849.
Wow.
And over the 20 years that they've been doing it, it's grown over the years, but they have raised over $1.3 million for providing care and shelter for the homeless here in Saginaw and Bay City throughout all these years. One other guy who was there, I didn't get to talk to him yesterday, but one guy who was there was Ted Boomer from Tim Hortons, who sponsors our radiothon each December that we do on behalf of the shelter. So a good group of people all coming out and having a good time. And, of course, Bill Hobson was there. He kind of helps Dan Streeter do some of the announcing and co-hosting and things of that nature. So it's just ideal. And the folks at the Fortress, most accommodating, of course, in excellent condition. And they're there to take care of your every need.
And I got to tell you, though, I've never heard of a chance to go back and improve. Did you improve your scores in those 3 holes?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And the other thing you can do, Art and I were both over 70, so we're able to hit from the gold tees. And the other guys had to hit from the maroon tees because they're under 70 and, you know, obviously younger and stronger. But when you go back to do the additional 9 that you can do, everybody gets hit from the gold tees.
Oh,
so you move up. So it really helps you, you know, improve your score. Yeah. It was a fun day.
Well, it's good.
It's a great format. Fun format to play it that way.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it does.
And you said your game was on.
Yeah.
Art's not listening. How was Art's game?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. You can.
About,
it's all right.
About the same as I've seen him play before. He says he admits himself. He says I don't play as well as I used to. But he still does a pretty nice job. And Mark Thomas is doing a great job. He's been golfing more and more. And you know. So we're all, you know, stepping it up. I think we came in 4 under.
Well,
and
the top
score was 12 under. And I think they probably went back and played all 9 additional holes or something, come up with a score like that, or else there's some excellent golfers, one or the other.
Well, again, as you said, you couldn't have asked for better weather without much wind blowing. And,
well,
the sun was out. It wasn't too oppressive hot or anything like that.
Didn't break a sweat all day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just that nice.
Yeah. Beautiful out there.
Yeah, low humidity.
And you said, when we were talking about this Wednesday, did you say you've never played the Fortress before?
That's the first time I've ever.
Okay.
It's been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever played the Fortress. It's a nice course. Some of the holes are really long. I mean, they had to be 700 yards, or at least it felt like it. But they've got some long holes and then some nice par threes, a lot of character. There's some water where you can get in trouble. And it was a fun day.
Well, we're glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that the Rescue Ministries, the benefit of all the fun, of all the seriousness that's needed by the Rescue Ministries up in Michigan.
Right, and they've had to deal with some things through the past year. Dan Streeter shared some of what they've had to deal with, a couple of COVID outbreaks, and And there have been a couple of people who were lost, a staff member through the course of COVID. And so they've had, it's difficult to run a big operation like that and go through COVID and everything. But they think they've fared it pretty well. When you have, 160, 200 people a night in the shelters.
Yeah, and even during the spring and summertime, mm-hmm. you think so much about the wintertime.
Yeah, right. And in many cases, it's families. Yeah. They have a couple of teens in the teen shelter that they have
now. New teen shelter they opened up.
Yeah, right, in Bay City.
Well, good to hear it all worked well, and the fact that you were able to be with us again this morning.
Yes, and the staff from the Rescue Ministries does a great job of putting this all together and organizing it and keeping track of everything.
And we'll give Art a little break with his golf game. I mean, let's remember, he has been golfing ever since Walter Hagen was one of the best golfers. So it's been a long time.
Hey, but what I really enjoyed is Goose has some great golf stories. I mean, a lot of them I won't share on air.
Well, I'm sure.
He has some great golf stories. It's a fun day. We had a good time.
Goose has great stories of any kind.
Yes, right.